Yeah, life comes at you fast. Just one day after extending a pause on Texas border security law, the Supreme Court ruled yesterday that it can be enforced, only to have the law put on hold again by a lower court. Confused? There is no telling what today will bring. This is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Well, we've made it halfway through the week. Thanks for spending part of it here with the Texas Minute. The woke investment firm BlackRock just lost the state of Texas's permanent school fund as a client and the $8.5 billion invested there. More on that coming up. Texas taxpayers are underwriting a Marxist geographer and paying for textbooks that advance left-wing propaganda at the University of North Texas. So, how do you make geography left-wing? Well, Dr. Waqar Ahmed is an associate professor in UNT's Department of Geography and the Environment. He's listed on UNT materials as engaging with, quote, socialist feminist theories, and that the university says he, quote, favors feminist and queer approaches to research. I guess that will do it. Congressional hopeful Craig Goldman could be violating federal campaign finance laws by helping fundraise for embattled House Speaker Dade Phelan. Goldman is currently a member of the Texas House, and he's listed on the host committee for a high-dollar fundraiser scheduled for Dade Phelan in Dallas next month. That could be an issue for Goldman, as he currently finds himself in his own runoff election for the congressional seat being vacated by U.S. Representative Kay Granger. Federal law prohibits candidates for federal office from participating in non-federal fundraisers unless the communication for the event contains a very particular disclaimer, which was absent from the Phelan invitation. Additionally, federal candidates raising money for non-federal races may not solicit funds in excess of the federal limit of $3,300 per individual. The invitation to the Phelan event, though, shows host levels as high as $50,000. In recent years, major investment firms have been boycotting energy companies under the banner of ESG. That stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance Principles, which is geared at pushing a far-left agenda inside corporate America. The state of Texas has been fighting back, now pulling $8.5 billion in assets from global asset manager BlackRock. The State Board of Education's Chairman Aaron Kinsey announced yesterday that BlackRock was not in compliance with a new Texas law that prohibits state funds from being given to organizations that boycott energy companies. As a result, the state will divest its permanent school fund from BlackRock. As the old saying goes, go woke, lose $8.5 billion. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The Luke Macias Show is your access to what happens behind closed doors in Texas politics. Listen weekly to me, your host, Luke Macias, as I break down what is actually happening in conservative politics in the Lone Star State, a state that we all love and cherish. Listen weekly wherever you listen to podcasts. This show is a product of Texas Scorecard.
Okay, so this final story gets a little confusing. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court announced it was keeping Texas's new border security law on hold. Then, yesterday, the same U.S. Supreme Court announced that the Lone Star State could begin enforcing the measure while the Biden administration's effort to stop it moves through the judicial process. Just as everyone was celebrating the win, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals put the law back on hold late last night. At issue was Senate Bill 4, which was set to go into effect earlier this month, creating a state crime for entering the country illegally and paving the way for state law enforcement officials to arrest and prosecute illegal aliens. In a 6-3 decision on Tuesday, the Supreme Court denied the Biden administration's request to halt enforcement of the law. That should have been that, with Texas able to begin enforcement immediately. But then, late last night, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, based in New Orleans, announced it was putting the law on hold once again. Another hearing is scheduled for this morning on the matter. You can find the details of all the stories mentioned today and to keep up with the latest news at texasscorecard.com. This edition of the Texas Minute was based on original reporting by Robert Montoya, Quinn Sullivan, and Brandon Waltons. Nick Shepard produces the Texas Minute in the 1836 studios, and I look forward to seeing you out around the Lone Star State. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.